Okay, good morning, you. It's Monday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Happy, happy Monday. I'm going to say happy Monday because it's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be nice. It's Spaziano and Sandy here on 98.9 The Buzz. Calm, warmer, lots of sun, 72. Boom. Yeah, yeah. What's up, Sandy Waters?
It really is amazing. Wait, hang on, sorry. It really is amazing how the sun makes a world of difference from what I got done and just my mood on Saturday versus what I got done in my mood on Sunday.
Isn't that
something? It was just remarkable.
It's something, isn't it? It's just, yeah. You know, the smell of freshly cut grass is now in the air, which is...
Oh, God. I took Walter for a walk yesterday, and I'm like, every single freaking neighbor was mowing their lawn. Every single one.
Yeah, now both neighbors on either side of me had mowed, and I did not yet.
Oh, you haven't yet?
Well, I mean, it's not because everybody else is. It's because it really doesn't quite need it yet.
Oh, it does. Oh, ours was long.
Yeah. See, I had my front yard just blown up and started over again. Literally right down to dirt last year to really bring it back. Get rid of the moss, and I have roots coming up and whatever. And I didn't do anything for 5 years because of baby fertilizer, chemical, you know, whatever. So my lawn is a little behind.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Well, that's nice then.
It flunked first grade. So
you can just watch everybody work on their yard, and you don't have to. That's good. It's good to flunk sometimes.
This week probably it'll get on, but I don't want to cut it before it wants it. So anyway, that's a great excuse, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Anna. Anyway, calm and warmer, beautiful sun, 72. How about 80 tomorrow? Got a dry morning sunshine, maybe developing into thunderstorms for the afternoon, but that's a very summer-like forecast. Where you get a nice day and then it overdevelops and boom. And the 81 tomorrow. 72 today, 81 tomorrow. Looking good. Looking good. Weekend good. Speaking of good. Weekend good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Nothing major.
I always go blank. I'm like, I know this is what we're talking about. You're going to ask me what my weekend was like and why can I not remember what I did? Yesterday was just clean up the yard a little bit because we have some construction stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the hell else did I do? I don't even remember.
Okay. For some reason, I have found that Saturday morning from 6 till noon, I did laundry. Then Ellie and I went to the camper. My wife had to work out of town. We got back Sunday at noon. And then from noon till 8 p.m. yesterday, I did laundry.
Laundry.
Oh, my God. I need to put a rule. Wear it more than once. In this house. Maybe not for Ellie, but my wife. She'll wear a pair of jeans once and that's it. Done. I'm like, really?
Oh, jeans. I thought you were not supposed to wash them every day.
Oh.
Or every time you wear them. Right? Isn't that the thing? Isn't Mr. Levi himself said it or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I counted 16 pair of blue jeans or whatever. That she owns.
She's over
20 pair of black legging things, stretch pants.
Oh my! Are you okay?
I'm like, how can you like? How like? Yeah.
You're taking it a little too far when you start counting how many she has and calling her out on that.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Women are different than men. Yes,
right.
Women can't. It's just something about us. We just can't just wear the same pair of jeans over and over again. We have to have variety.
I get it, but 3 weeks worth, and that's not even all of them.
It's okay.
All right. How about this rule?
She probably could use another kind of pair of jeans too.
Oh, stop sticking up for her. How about part two? I will not wash your clothes if I'm doing laundry. If it's inside out, unless it's supposed to be.
You already brought this up on the air.
A waste of time.
You got your validation on the air. Why are we looking for more?
I'm like, just...
People called in and said, yes, Scott, you're right. Okay,
fine.
If
you just took them off right side out and then...
Well, just wash them that way then.
Wash them inside out. You still got to take them right side out.
No, just throw them in the wash. One pant leg is in, one pant leg is out. Who cares? Throw it in the wash.
Yes, but when I take it out of the wash and into the dryer and then out of the dryer, it still has to be undone.
You
it's
don't
a double
pull laundry. You said you didn't away the laundry.
I don't put it away. I
you
haven't
fold it?
Been. Yeah.
Oh, you fold it.
Yeah.
I thought you just throw it in the basket. Yeah,
no,
here.
No.
Pass the baton.
No, God.
You don't dry jeans, do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You just said dryer.
Well, hers, yes. Mine, I let
No, dry. You yeah. don't dry jeans.
Watch your own, then. So bad.
You're so angry.
I'm just, it was like a, and you
it's
know, and like.
Such a little thing. Well, she looks beautiful all of the time.
Yes.
And that's the reason why.
And it's my fault then. Okay, thank you. Good.
No,
good.
The reason, I didn't say, you don't have to always point blame.
No.
You're that person. You're
wait,
that type
stop,
of person.
Stop. It's my fault that she looks beautiful all the time. I'm taking credit for that. I'm not putting blame.
I am just saying, no, you don't need to put blame on anybody. I'm saying she looks beautiful all the time. Just deal with it. That's what it takes to look beautiful all the time.
I'm like the road crew behind her beauty.
Oh, God.
14 hours, like 8-9 loads. I'm like, what?
You're so dramatic. I've done laundry before. You don't sit there and watch the washer till it ends. You can multitask and live your life. Then you just flip the load. I've done it before. It's not that hard.
You fold. You hang.
Yeah.
You air dry some stuff. You hang other stuff. You fold stuff. Then you bring
you're
it upstairs.
You're being dramatic. I'm going to say you're being dramatic.
It's not just a two-step process. And that other step of turning stuff right side out bugs the crap out of me. Okay. I'll be happy for the rest of the day because we have calm and warmer and lots of sun and 72 degrees from 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning.
98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz.
You know, it's so funny, and I don't know if I know people can relate to this, but it's probably more dads can relate to this than moms.
Uh-huh.
When your five-year-old dictates the plan.
Runs your life.
Even though you know it's not the smartest idea, they'll give you the little puppy eyes, daddy, but daddy, and you cave. And then, well, you can't complain, right?
Yeah, I just happened this weekend. I'm a sucker, total sucker. And you know, you're not a parent unless you cave, right? I mean, if you're that strict, then you're emotionally messed up for the rest of your life.
Oh, here we go. He's trying to like give
I don't
an
have to validate crap. I'm just telling you what my feeling is, and I got to be honest with you. Your kids run your life, obviously, right? And it's like,
no.
Yeah, they do. Friday, I told my son Scotty was in town. He was supposed to go out of town, and he wasn't. Then so he's like, "Dad, I'm around." I'm like, "Good. I think I'm going to take Ellison up to the camper because you know it's opening weekend season. Last couple weekends. And meet me up there. Yeah, okay. Call him as soon as she gets off the bus. We'll head up. Yeah. Well, Friday was crappy, and then he called. He goes, "Oh, I got called into work." I'm like, "Ah, we're not going." Okay, good. Well, girl got off the bus. She was ready to go. I'm like, "Ah." It's nasty out. And I distracted her. And then Saturday morning comes around and she is packing bags, moving toys, putting them into a little duffel bag to bring to the camper. She had her heart set on going up.
But it was lousy on Saturday.
It was so lousy that I'm like, oh, your friends aren't going to be there. And I knew that.
And it's colder there than in Webster.
Dude, it was
because you're by the water.
It was like 40 mile an hour winds. The camper's racking.
We're not going.
Oh, we went.
Yeah. See, well, I don't know. And what did you say? The first thing he said this morning, he's like, "Oh my God, that was dumb. I can't believe I went. It was horrible."
I mean, the chain on the little ceiling fan that we have was rocking back and forth and slapping the ceiling. It was rocking.
Oh, my God. You should not have been there. But
I could not. I mean, you know those days when you open your car door and it goes, "Wah!" Like that's what it was like.
You knew that was a dumb idea. Yeah, why did you let a five-year-old dictate what you did when you knew it was wrong?
Believe it or not, from noon till 9 o'clock, the 9 hours that we were there and trapped inside, she had the best time.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I did not.
No.
The dog. Oh, my God. The dog didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God. This is because she's an only child. This is the problem with only children.
Yeah.
And don't take offense, and you probably will, because my husband hates when I say only child because he was an only child. You get everything. That's not how the world works. You were miserable. The dog was miserable, but she was happy. So,
it didn't matter.
That's not popular vote right there.
Didn't matter.
That is, you're gonna raise her to believe that whatever she says goes. You're creating a monster.
But I was like, even yesterday morning, when it was still gnarly out, before the sun broke through and it got nice, at least where we were, I'm like, come on, we're going to get going. It's like 8. I'm like, come on, let's go. We got to go. It's nasty out. No, I don't want to go. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so bored here. I can't do it. I mean.
Just put your foot down. We're going, kid, or stay back. You get in the car. You start pulling out. And, of course, she's going to come out.
Oh, terrorize them. I
but
see.
That's not called terrorize. That's called I'm in control of this house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did.
Even though I did that with my nephew once, because I would have to watch my nephew after he got off the bus. He was just a little smooch. And I'm like, we're going to go for a walk. No, I don't want to. I go, well, you can't just stay here. We're going for a walk. So I get the dog. We start walking. We're two houses down. He's just sitting there in the driveway. He's like giving me the big middle finger. He didn't give me the big middle finger, but pretty much his actions.
Like that, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this kid is not following me. Three houses down still. Now, my children would have followed me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Four houses down. He is still just sitting there in the driveway. I'm like, oh my God. Darn it, this kid won.
I'll be honest, boys.
I had
a little
to go
more,
back because
I'm waiting to see if this. I don't want to say pig-headed, but like
stubborn
trait is going to be stickier than the boys when I was raising them.
What do you do with those kids? I'm like, well, this isn't even my kid. I got to go back. Now, if it was my kid, I'd be like, well, forget it. I hope she doesn't get taken because I'm going for a walk.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't have her call up my bluff, you know?
Oh, God.
Well, good luck.
Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, waiting for James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast. Bring him on in a second.
Yeah, he's the best. And you know how... Did he sent it to you too, right? His little, what does he call it? He's doing his win the day action plan.
Action plan, yeah, yeah.
And he wanted us to be like the beta testers of this.
Ah!
And I,
you need all kinds, right, James? Well, you got it right here. Your focus group you extraordinaire. Both opposite people.
I was this is what I've been craving and wanting. Like, I love when James comes on, but when I saw that you also were in this text group message, whatever, I was like, no way. Scott's not even responding. You didn't even respond to the damn text. But anyhow, and I don't know if anyone else is feeling this way, but, and this is why I do love when James comes on. And I think we should do this win the day action plan together, because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions. I don't know what it is lately. I don't think I'm depressed. I'm not depressed because I'm happy, but I'm just like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's lather, like, rinse, repeat. And I think it feels like that for a lot of us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that too. I'm like,
But I've never felt this bad this way, where it's like hard to get motivated and I'm just doing it, but I don't know if I'm doing it because I love doing it, whatever that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just kind of just, I don't know.
Doing it because you gotta?
Because I have to.
Right.
Like, even like the littlest things, like, you know, my husband's monumental birthday. It was like, let me just go through the motions. Not that I did much for it, because I didn't. I don't know why I would have at one point in my life been like so excited and joyful about throwing a big party or something.
Right.
I don't know what it is. So
you're just blah. And like me, I was like a zombie. 14 hours of laundry this weekend. I was depressed. It's just like, laundry never ends. It's just like little things.
So I started his thing, and I think if we go through this on the air, might be beneficial, because I have already seen a lot of improvements.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very, very cool. So, and I think we have James
He's
on.
Up, yeah.
James, so I think we should talk about this on the air and kind of go through step by step.
Yeah, so it all starts with these questions. So it starts with this assessment. Now, asking these deep questions of yourself, it's very, very difficult. It requires you to confront a lot of these feelings and thoughts that you have within that you haven't really faced head on, maybe ever. So by getting some of these questions, that then paves the way for you to be able to say, cool, it's clear that I have some awareness about where I'm at in life and what type of life that I want to create, because your future doesn't start tomorrow. Your future starts today. So if you're serious about a better future, we get to work on that today. And I'm just a big believer that we should all want to be better tomorrow tomorrow than we are today. I think that's just a great philosophy to go through life. So this program that I created is basically broken up into four phases. And the very first one is about designing a morning routine. Because as someone who really struggles in the morning, like I really do, I always have. It's just based on the way, you know, on my chronotype. It's been explained to me by the sleep doctor. I thought, what if people had a way that they could get their butts out of bed and follow a set of rituals that enabled them to show up the way they want to show up for the people who depend on them most? So this is what I have created. And yes, I'm happy to go. Do you want me to start going through some of those things?
Sure. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So the very first thing you need to do in the morning, step one, is to affirm your success for the day. So instead of just reaching for your phone, which I know is the instinct of every single person listening, instead of reaching for your phone, just take a couple of seconds to say to yourself, today is going to be a great day, or I'm going to win today. And what that does is it sets the expectation that good things are going to happen, and that builds a resilience muscle for you. And our expectations tend to be fulfilled. So if you're already being distracted and if you're already procrastinating, how you approach the first challenge of the day sets the tone for everything else. So if you can set the expectation that today is going to be a great day, I'm going to win today, then you are much more likely to have a positive and productive day. So that's now, step number one.
Don't pick up your phone then. Right.
Do you think it or do you say it out loud? Does that make a difference? Because we were just talking about, I saw a study or whatever, when you talk out loud to yourself, it makes a bigger impact than if you just think the thoughts.
Yeah, I like to do that one, looking at myself in front of the mirror. There's something about, just like we mentioned, about confronting and addressing yourself, those feelings that we have within. Even if you just think it, that's okay. I have some people who really like to shout it out. Other people to flex their muscles in front of the mirror without it. Exactly. Well, your wife looks at you like, what are you doing? I'm married to this guy. I get it. And this is the bit that feels very, very awkward. Just do it. Do it for a week. Trust me on this. You're going to feel so much better.
Excellent. And write this down. When James is going through this, write this down, because I noticed the difference after I wrote it down and had, I guess that's just the way my brain thinks. I need it written down and I need to see it. But okay.
Yeah, and as part of my morning journal through this routine as well, I always write down, you know, like if it's a Friday, I always start the day with Happy Friday. If it's Saturday, I write Happy Saturday. That's the way I do that. I do not start a journal entry without the word happy to begin. So
that's
very useful.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, okay. So that's step one, is affirm your success.
All right, our second step is?
Second step is to challenge yourself. Now, you know I'm a big fan of the cold shower. I just had a cold shower. I'm a huge fan of the cold shower, but you do not need to do a cold shower if you don't want to. So here is what I would recommend. If you're not ready to try a cold shower and you do have a morning shower, just turn it to cold for the last 30 seconds so you can still feel the rush of energy and get a lot of the benefits from that experience. But it can even be something like doing a fitness class, a strength session, a yoga class, going for a run, a walk around your neighborhood, ideally in the sunshine. I know that can be very difficult. Just getting outside, ideally in the sunshine, it's just a great way of just doing something uncomfortable. So you don't need to do a cold shower, but you should do something that helps you boost confidence, energy, and momentum by pulling you out of your comfort zone.
Okay, so now for this one, I take my showers at night because we wake up so early. So I'm like, okay, I can't do that. Then I try to do the face plunge. Oh my God, James, that was horrible. That was torture.
That's where you put your face in a bowl of cold water, right? Ice water?
Yes. I'm like, well, people are doing it. And James said it. Okay. Oh my God. I can't. I just couldn't.
What we're doing here is you need to activate your day. So if you can just do something hard that really builds that resilience, reminds you that you can do difficult things, because how you approach that first challenge, it's not supposed to be easy. It is supposed to mildly piss you off as well.
Possibly. Oh, okay.
It's totally valid.
Think of me, Sandra, before we talk in the morning.
Last one. This is very, very important. Set your priorities for the day. So every single morning, I've been doing a daily journal now every single day for 4+ years at this point. It's one of the greatest life hacks you can possibly experience. Just write down what 3 things will you do today to make the day a win. That's it. Make sure that they're from different areas. You don't want them all related to career. You don't want them all related to family. Make sure you've got something for your mental health, your physical health, professional success. Just have a nice mix in there and write down your 3 priorities for the day. That'll change your life.
So this week, just focus on that. Say something. Today's going to be a good day. Do something mildly to piss you off. And then write your three things that you want to accomplish. Do that this week. And then next week, we'll move on to step two, right?
Exactly. Do that. Your life will change immeasurably. And if you don't, you get all your money back.
That's right. James Whitaker, thank you so much for helping us win the day. We really appreciate it.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Follow it and let us know. We have to give James our feedback.
Trip with me
to the Lego store.
Take a little trip with me, shall you? Go ahead.
Yeah. I almost am having second thoughts about this because I don't want to trigger you yet again this morning.
God, it's 89 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And this might trigger people. How much have you invested in Legos?
Oh.
And I bring this up because actually this past weekend it was very cool. I didn't go to it, but I could only imagine how cool it was. Brick Universe was at the Dome.
Yeah.
So it's an event like specially curated for fans to connect and explore hands-on building zones, view Lego creations, and shop at themed vendors.
I love the Legos.
Like, that's so cool.
And I wanted to go, and actually I wanted to bring the little one, the 5-year-old, because she's really into it. She got a the Easter Bunny decided Elsa and Anna in the Frozen Lego set was part of the Easter basket.
Perfect.
And, you know, we've done 3 or 4 of them before that. It's a little one.
And Legos ain't cheap.
Nope.
And how much have you invested? She's 5. Is there any 5-year-old who's not into Legos?
No.
No, right? I mean, that is like the one toy that every single kid gets into at one point in their life.
You know what? Legos are brilliant because you grow with them, right? There was a video that I had to show Ellie, which is my fault because it fed to her interest.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was doing some work in some dude's basement. He's like, I just got permission, dude, let me film this. He goes down in this man cave and it is just wall to wall shelving. I mean, nice, you know, recessed lights, the whole package, shelving of every Lego you can imagine. Even like the $300, $400, $500, $700 Death Star. And I mean, everything, categories. Oh my God.
Is it bad that my mind was thinking, would I date that guy? Probably not.
I tell you, man, that's something you'd have to be like, yeah, it's me, Legos, and you.
Yeah. You might have to be also a Lego chick to be with a guy like that.
Something about doing them, the methodical, you know, follow A to B to C to D, you know, like that kind of thing.
I hate it.
What?
I hate it. I hate Legos. And you know what I say? I made the statement. I don't even know. I wasn't even thinking when I made the statement where I'm like, every single kid has had Legos in their life. I may have for a hot second. Mm-hmm. My parents were very frugal, so I don't think I probably got the knockoff. I hate doing Legos. I am so glad my husband loves to do Legos, so he is the one who did. That was his bonding thing with the girls when they were little.
Yeah.
Mom's not doing the Legos with you.
Well, you don't like that. You're very systematic, though. I can see you going from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and, you know, piecing everything together.
I know. You would think. I hate it.
Huh.
I get overwhelmed, and it's too damn small. Those little pieces are too damn small.
My problem is we build this little Lego set, and she plays with it for a day. Day 2, it's in pieces, and day 3 to 4 goes into a Ziploc, and then that's it. It's like,
there's $100. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Done. 3 days worth of like enjoyment.
I know. She did build the last one all herself, which I was very impressed.
She did.
Yeah, she was following the directions like crazy, you know?
Oh, she's a smart kid. She's going to be an engineer.
I hope so.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I think you need to... Why are you taking them apart? She needs to keep them together.
I'm not taking them apart. She just, you know, she's playing with them, and they you know, piece falls off, and then she puts it back on wrong or whatever, and she doesn't go back to the book and see where it goes.
You got to be like that guy you just described, yet not to that level where you got to keep them set up so then she eventually plays with them. Like, my kids always had Lego friends. So, you know, you buy the schoolhouse, and then the next holiday, you get the house, beach house, and then they set up a little community.
Like a village.
And they would play. Yeah, and then they would play with it. She doesn't do it that way?
I don't really have the space, the spot to put it in where it'll stay permanent.
Oh, you got the space.
Nope, my wife doesn't think so.
Here's the two types of homes. You either are the house where you know the Legos are going to take over the house, and you walk in and you see Legos everywhere in this little Lego village, or you live in the house where it's always ready for company.
Yeah.
And company does not want to see Legos, so your house is
why though?
Not.
Why? Yeah, like my house is always set up for company, and problem is, we don't ever have company. There's no reason. FedEx doesn't even ring the doorbell; they just leave it. Instacart, there's a thing that says "Don't ring the doorbell, baby sleeping." Still from 5 years ago.
Why don't you have a space for her? Like, the front room is the room. It's supposed to be the playroom.
Absolutely.
How about the basement? The basement's hers. Set up a huge table, and then she can just create her village on that.
Yeah.
Your house is too perfect.
Very similar with my 3D printing setup, because I print stuff, right? I've been printing cartoon characters. I've got Pepe Le Pew. I've got Bugs Bunny. I've got Minnie Mouse. I got Roadrunner just finished this weekend. It's awesome. I got to show you a picture of that. And I brought Roadrunner up to the living room and set it on the credenza, you know, under the TV.
And we're watching
Bugs Bunny Roadrunner, right? Like Wile E. Coyote and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was loving that.
Wile E. Coyote. Your daughter.
Yes, my daughter.
Not your wife.
Wile E. Coyote is finished. That was four straight days of printing. No. Where did Roadrunner end up?
Well, okay, see, here's the difference. Your wife kicks that out of the house, that main part of the room, because it's your toy. She doesn't want your toys around, but if it's Ellie's toys, is that different?
It was for Ellie.
But if Ellie printed it or Ellie made it.
Ellie printed
it's
on
Ellie's.
Her, yes, Ellie printed on her little thing yesterday.
Oh, and it's still got, where is it now?
It gets moved. We have these like cloth boxes things, you know, with the handles on them. They're like canvas. It gets thrown in there.
You tell your wife to chill out on pristine house.
Just let me just tell you something. After Easter, after all these characters came out, and the couple days later, there's Minnie Mouse thrown into a basket with her ear broken off.
Aww.
Come on. Come on.
It's not a house with a five-year-old without Legos all over the floor.
I agree. Cyndi Lauper, 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. And we're also looking at people like Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes getting in on it. So there you go. That's the Music Edge on 98.9 to Buzz.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to put the question out there. Who does really have the final say, or whose opinion matters most? The people who live in the neighborhood or the people who drive through town?
Uh-huh.
So there's construction work going to happen on Bay Road in Webster. And I guess they're referring to it as a road diet, which I thought was kind of funny.
A what? Road diet?
A road diet. Yeah, that's what they're referring to it as. Isn't that funny? Because they're going from four lanes to two lanes. Get it?
Oh,
diet?
Oh, I see. A weight reduction plan. Road, yes, I see what you're saying.
So that road was a little fat. That's so mean. Okay, anyhow, they're calling it the road diet plan. Okay, so now here's the proposal. And I think it actually, they're making it sound like it actually is going to take place and to come to fruition. But a lot of people are split on this. The residents, the people who live in the area, love it, appreciate the idea to reduce traffic from four lanes to two because it will reduce traffic noise, they say, speeds. A lot of people speed on that road, Bay Road. But the opposite side of it, the argument is the people who, the commuters, are like, uh-oh, now this is going to make travel time a lot longer.
I don't know how botched up it gets, but if you can picture, if you get off the Bay Bridge going to Webster, and you're heading out of Rochester toward like Wayne County, you would take a left on Bay Road, and that's where it goes four lanes mostly, actually all the way from there all the way to the end of the road, which is where the Lakeshore Boulevard or the one that goes along.
Okay.
So that is all residential. There's one convenience store, kind of like a mom and pop place right in the corner. But from there on in, there's no business. Maybe a doctor's
office.
So does
it matter that it goes from four to two? So they're going to do like bike lanes on either side. Okay, so that's takes up space right there, right, to make a bike lane. Then the center lane is going to be like turn only left or whatever, left hand turn only. Like, so the center lanes, you're going to have to only turn. So it's really just two lane.
I think
there's not a lot of activity as far as businesses, then why is there an opposing view?
Right. There's, well, I think because that's the last road you hit if you're coming in from the east side. So it's either it's the 104 Expressway, right, or Lakeshore Boulevard-ish there, right along the water. And then the only way to get into Rochester across Irondequoit Bay is either the Bay Bridge or way at the other end of Irondequoit Bay, Empire Boulevard. That's the only way to get in to the other side of the bay.
Okay, so is this going to make your commute time that much longer? Do you drive that road, 818-2899? Now, this is interesting. Jay says, yeah, commuters have rights. Commuters have rights. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jay. Slowing down Bay Road is going to back everything up. School buses, ambulances. Oh, I didn't think of that.
No.
Is it going to?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, personally. It's weird because I live off of Bay Road, but I live on the other side. It's like, you know how like east side, west side thing? This is like north side, south side thing for us.
Which one's better?
Because everything south of the 104 is all, you know, it's residential. But then you get into like Wegmans and Walmart and Target and all this stuff.
So are you the south side or are you the north
side? I'm south side.
Oh, so you're the better side. Oh, I see how you are. So you don't care what's happening on the north side.
I do. Hello, The Buzz. Hello. Oh. Didn't pick up. Guy, good morning, The Buzz. Go ahead.
Hi, I do take Bay Road every day from Clem.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and
yeah.
It's going to be a pain in the butt.
Why is
it? Oh, it is. So you're like Jay. You're thinking this is going to make things slow down a lot.
What's the level of traffic?
In the winter.
Yeah, what's the level of traffic, though, when you're driving it?
I'm taking classic rush hour. So, like, I'm headed in now, uh-huh. and then I'll be home after, you know, 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But especially when the outlet bridge is open in the winter, there's sometimes I'm waiting for 5 minutes to make a left-hand turn on the bay from Clem, and there's no signal light there.
I agree. Clem Road, there should be a signal there. Because that's another major, not a major artery, but a medium-sized, you know, outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's literally
a lot of housing developments over there, too.
There are.
Okay. So, what do you feel then? Should it be if the residents are for this and the commuters are not, which side? Who gets a bigger say? The people who drive the road or the people who live near the road?
I'd say both equally.
There's no equal. You know that.
Sandy's really black and white.
I'm half resident, but I'm kind of half resident because I live about a mile away from Bay Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the next major artery to me is Gravel Road or Maple Drive.
Right.
And then has to take me up to Ridge Road or Empire Boulevard, and that gets backed up as well.
Okay,
so
right.
So here's the question then. So the residents are saying, yeah, it's great because it'll less speeding and the traffic noise. Is that really an issue?
That. Yeah.
Is that an issue, though, on that
Everybody
road?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, and you know what?
It's 40 miles an hour, and people are going like 50, 60.
Right. When it's four lanes plus a center, I mean, it's really wide. And when it's like 35 or 40, it's really hard to not, you know, speed up. It's the same with like Salt Road and Phillips Road and stuff like that. They're all. But I think it's also for evacuation route consideration, too, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're kind of like wishy-washy on this. You're not totally bought into this new project, huh?
I'm not totally against it, but I think there needs to be more considerations taken into consideration.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
It is kind of funny, though, how they call it a road diet. I did not know that was the term.
We're slimming it down a little bit.
Listen.
Empire Boulevard and Irondequoit.
Yeah, right, exactly. That too, right?
That's another chunky one.
I'd much rather have them put that money toward a faster redevelopment of Empire instead of Bay Road north of. Anyway. All right. Wherever that money comes from, whoever makes a decision, you have been heard. You hear us. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Drive safe today.
Bye, honey.
Love you. All right, Jerk or Justified is coming up. Now, this is wild to me. So, you know how I took Kristen and Mary to the spa,
mm-hmm.
right? They won. They were the listeners who won Last Caller Standing, and we all went to the spa.
Yeah.
And Mary said something that I was like, no way that is a perfect Jerk or Justified. And she's like, no, that didn't really bother me. I'm like, why didn't it bother you? What her contractor said to her?
Uh-huh.
I was like, I would be totally offended.
We'll put that in that zone of judgment. Stay there on The Buzz.
Breakfast. With a side of silliness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Okay, think about what is that one thing that somebody could say after spending some time in your house that would totally, completely offend you? Because I think this contractor just said that one thing that would offend all of us.
Okay.
So it was so funny. You know how, okay, so you remember, what was it, last week, the week before, we did Last Caller Standing to do to win a spa treatment at the right. Spa at the Del Monte, and Kristen's husband won it for her, and Mary won.
Right, right.
So we all went last week to the spa, and it was so stinking fun. It was amazing. It was wonderful. And then after, we went out and just randomly surprised people with gift cards.
Okay.
So we're driving in the car, and Mary said something where, now, remember, we're all moms. We're all talking mom life, right? What mom life is like. And Mary said something in the car that I was like, oh my gosh, Mary, this is the perfect jerk or justified. Now, for the record, she did not see this contractor to be a jerk.
Right.
But I do.
Oh, okay.
And this is what we're going to debate.
What did he say?
She said she had a contractor slash friend work on her basement, finishing off the basement. So, you know, that kind of job, you're in the house for, what, a couple weeks?
Takes a while, yeah.
Yeah. So she said, at the end of it, he said to me, wow, this is the loudest house I've ever done work in.
Why? Is it echoey? Is it big?
He was directly targeting her children. She's got three kids.
Uh-huh.
She's got twins and then an older kid. So I think the twins three and then she has a five-year-old, or the twins are five and then she has a three-year-old. I can't remember what she said now.
That age.
It's a lot going on in that. Boys. I got to say,
oh,
boys.
Oh, boys. Okay.
I think that makes a difference.
Uh-huh.
I think it does. So three little moochie boys.
Yeah.
The contractor says to her, wow, I have never been in a house this loud before.
Okay.
I was like, Mary, that is... You can't say that. And she laughs. She goes, well, you know, it is a little chaotic. This is my life.
If you've ever had boys, you know what that's like.
I'm like, I would be offended. I'm totally bringing this up on the air. Uh-huh. And I think she gave me the thumbs up. So I'm
Which finger was it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure if she officially gave me permission, but...
Was it a thumb or... Okay. Is somebody jerk or justified for just, you know, kind of like thinking out loud like that, right?
Why? Why did he have to say that? That you understand that I'm living a life of crazy hell? Yeah, you don't have to tell me that.
Obviously, he said it after he got paid.
Yeah, because it's like a smack to me. You're saying that I'm not a good mom because I don't know how to control my kid. That's how I saw it.
Nah. Well, let's go to the calls. 818-2899. Okay. At the Buzz, jerk or justified?
I'm going to say justified because I have two older kids that I swear their volume button's broken. I know I'll never have problems hearing what they have to say because everything, their whispers are loud. Like, I don't even think our household
phones are whispering.
That's awesome. I love that.
Now, yeah, but wait a minute. To have a contractor say that to you, like, you know they're loud. Do you need to hear it from somebody working on your house?
Well, they're probably louder than the construction.
I know. Yeah, we had jackhammers bringing up the cement in the basement, but we couldn't hear them over your kids.
I wonder if more moms would be offended than dads.
I'm with you, man. I don't see it. It's like, you know, especially, all right, if a pizza delivery came up and be like, here's your pizza, bye, and said something, that's one thing.
That's pretty much the same. No, that's the whole same thing. That's the whole trial. It's either to have somebody come to your house who doesn't live there and say it out loud, wow, this is the craziest house I've ever been to. So it could be the pizza guy, it could be the contractor, it could be a friend. Mm. That's one.
All right, then. Yeah. I'm laying it out there, bud. Justified, I say.
You're still saying justified.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Go ahead, say it.
Justified, yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning, Joker Justified.
Good morning.
Hello there.
I say justified.
What?
I mean, this is coming from a mom that, like... When my daughter was younger, we were shopping at a store, and she refused to go home with me. So this older lady came up, and she goes, okay, you can come home with me. And my daughter was like, oh, no. No, no, no. She came and grabbed my hand. So, you know, I know this lady wasn't going to take my daughter home.
Right, right. But she helped her mom. She helped her mom in stress, right?
But this isn't...
You gotta own the crazy.
I don't need to hear it, especially from a dude contractor. Like, for him to say that is like he's not offering help. He's just pointing out something, a flaw that I have. Oh, I have zero control over my house. I want
to. Maybe he's in awe. Because
right.
I kind of took it like
that. That was a compliment?
I kind of took it like that.
No
like,
way.
Like, guys appreciate chaos. So when he's like, dude, this is like the loudest house I've ever been in, that was like a gold star for your forehead.
No, it is not. No, that's ridiculous. Now, if my kid was playing drums and he was really great at the drums, I could see that. That, I'll take it as a compliment. Yeah, there's a rock concert here every Saturday, whatever.
All right.
Not your kids are so freaking rambunctious and out of control.
Are you flipping your vote or no? Did Sandy persuade you?
No.
Ah, okay, no, bye. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, this looks like Bill's Mafia Ken. What's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you say? You call it jerk or justified? You just say it.
I say it's justified for multiple reasons.
How come nobody sees this as the most smack in the face? Okay, why?
I mean,
why?
Right after the bat, Cindy, you let off with contractor / friend. So it's not just like some Joe Schmo contractor who doesn't know them.
Wow. Did say
yeah,
that.
Okay. Yeah, I know who they hired to do the job.
Right.
So, I think that makes
so
it
no
worse.
Big deal. Mm-hmm. Nah. But no big deal. And then in addition, I'm with everybody else on the fact that, you know, loud is by far not the worst thing you could ever say to somebody.
True.
Okay, what is the
worst
thing, then?
Your house is the messiest house I've ever worked in? That would be bad.
How about this one? How about this
one?
That's good. Wow, you must have cats.
You know what someone said to me when they came into my house, and I was very offended. Oh, how cute. Don't you be calling a house cute, because a house is not cute. That
you're too sensitive, I think.
Maybe I am.
You know, when I first walked into your house, Sandy, I was like, I didn't know that live, laugh, love murals were still a thing. Thanks,
oh,
man.
Don't call it outdated, Scott.
Yeah. Oh, that's another one.
Right.
Outdated. That's another one.
Thanks,
okay,
buddy.
Well,
bye.
God, what the hell is happening? How am I the only person offended by, wow, your house is
Do you want one more? I got one more. Let's see if we can dig a jerk out. Hi, the buzz. The jerk or justified?
I'm with Sandy. It's a jerk move.
Ah, okay. Finally, you got one. Wait,
I
always say to my kids, if it's not nice, keep it in your head. Doesn't need to come out your mouth.
Right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Goodbye.
We still lost, but thank you.
I know. That's fine. It's
the verdict is.
Yeah. It's
justified.
All right.
So next time you walk into somebody's house, do the whoa, you must have cats line. See if that works.
Sure. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
All right. Coming up on the show, what somebody called my father.
Oh.
I don't know how to respond. And I don't know if you would have known how to respond too if somebody said this to you. Plus, Mother's Day is next Sunday. Not this Sunday,
a week
next
from Sunday.
Sunday.
Yep.
So that means next Sunday, right? Anyhow.
No, next Sunday is this coming Sunday.
No, that's this Sunday. We're not doing this again. Are mother-in-law Mother's Day gifts mandatory or optional?
Spazzano and Sandy. The Buzz.
It's Pisano and Sandy. Sunshine skies. Going to be warm today. We're starting out at 40. We're going to get to about 72 degrees today. Tomorrow, Sandy, 80.
I can't wait.
I know.
Cannot wait.
But we'll see some thunderstorms developing tomorrow for the afternoon. It's weird. So it's 98.9 The Buzz. My wife got a... She called me for advice this morning, and I think it has to do with the subject of what's your threshold of reporting something? So she drops my daughter off at school and saw a school bus driving. She would like to call it erratically. First she thought it was pulling over to the side of the road to let her pass. But you don't pass a school bus, even if it slows over, right? I wouldn't. And then it was swerving into another lane. And at an intersection, it nipped the curb going around the corner. And I'm like, well... You know,
were there kids on the bus?
No, this was after drop off on its way to its second, you know, round.
Okay, so kids were on the bus.
No, yes,
at
previously.
One point,
yes, at one point, yeah.
You don't all of a sudden start driving terrible.
After, right.
Oh, my God. That just...
So I'm like, if our daughter was on that bus number, then you'd be calling
Yeah, you
in.
Have to call. She has to call. I don't know. Who do you call? The bus garage. The bus garage.
Well, just call front desk and go from there. And I'm just like, yeah.
No, you have to call the bus garage and say, I noticed this. Absolutely. Why, was she debating on calling?
Yeah, she's like, it worried me to the point where I'm like, well, don't call me, call them. You know, just you saw what you saw. I would say, how would you frame it, though? Like, I would frame it like, all right, so I'm dropping my daughter off and I have a concern. I just want to know if everything's okay, if you're aware of it. Is it a mechanical thing?
Well, it's clearly not a mechanical thing. I think you should just say the facts, right? You don't.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yes.
Because the reason why something is holding her back from calling is the fear of being, quote, a Karen. You're not being a Karen if you're just stating facts. Mm-hmm. Fact one, two, three.
Right. Not opinions.
Done.
Not opinions.
Do whatever. Right.
Right. Right.
Do
right.
what you need to do with this information. I just feel like I need to call and report this. Abso-freaking-lutely.
If I was a boss, I'd want to hear about it.
Would anybody argue that she shouldn't? I don't know if anybody would call up and say don't.
No.
But there are things that we see. That's a good question that you started out with. There are things that we see that don't feel or look right that we end up doing nothing about.
And you wonder, well.
What holds us back from reporting it?
Fear of repercussion. That'd be the first thing.
For who, you or the person? Because you could potentially be getting them fired.
Well, yeah, in trouble, yeah. Coming back to you somehow to haunt you.
Well, how's it going to get back to you?
It's the first thing you think. It's human nature. I don't want to cause any problems. I don't want it to blow up in my face. That's the first, at least coming out of my brain.
I would always think I saw it wrong. I would be in disbelief.
Really?
I tell myself, there's got to be a reason why. Because I am the type of person that I probably don't spring into action quick enough with things that I see that are a little off because I'm like, nah, there must be a reason why. And I'm trying to process, like, there's no way that bus driver is going to think it's okay to drive like that with kids on the bus.
So here's another example. This morning on my morning commute.
Yeah.
A car blew through the left red arrow and also the stoplight after that.
Okay, so that's like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We get these people. Let's call them however you do want to label them. Yeah, I don't know if I would call in because the police get enough of those calls.
Plus, I didn't have it.
Because this is a bus, I think it's different.
Yeah, I couldn't get the license plate or anything, but it's like, I see people blowing through red lights all the time.
Because what is the police officer going to do to that?
Right.
In that case.
Right.
I'll give you a license plate number. They're so overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, that's low priority.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe that's not the right answer.
Because that could have been me on the other side of the intersection coming through like on a green light and have this guy blow through on a red light. It's just like, it's still dangerous. Ugh.
But the bus, yeah, the bus, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
I feel.
If you work at a school, don't you guys want that?
Right.
I think even fellow bus drivers, I mean, they can't call in because they're driving right now. But
yeah,
I feel like even the bus drivers, our good friend, Mr. Ryan, who drives bus, I think he would say, yeah, you absolutely have to. Because maybe it's not like maliciously trying to drive erratically. Maybe they're not, you know, your knee jerk reaction is they're drunk. Maybe it's just they're tired, or maybe they're having a medical issue,
or they're looking at their phone,
Right.
I don't know. That's the latest. That's what just came out. I just hope everything's okay.
Oh my gosh!
I got these calls here. Morning, Buzz.
Yes, I'm a bus driver, and I was just calling about what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely. She should definitely call.
Okay, good. I told her it's probably the best thing to do. I mean, just keep everybody safe, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just because you never know. They could have a medical problem. We've actually had a couple drivers that have failed drug tests because they're smoking.
Mm. Oh God,
been, so. That's great.
Okay, yeah. Don't tell us. Do not tell us the district.
Thank
don't
God. Tell thank us the district. God. No. Thank God for drug testing.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Do we need to say the district? Do you almost need to call out the bus drivers?
Yeah. Sometimes you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because these are parents' children. These are lives on the school bus.
Yeah.
Like, why are we so? Isn't that funny how we try to protect the person that's doing wrong? And we're putting other lives in jeopardy. You should have no thought but to call them in.
That's where it gets back to, like, your fear of having it come back to you and haunt you in some negative way, you know, right?
But right. That's crazy. There's people that do things. I mean, you don't have to give your name. I mean, you just could tell them that you've seen it and just tell them the bus number and everything.
Yeah.
And
how long have you been driving bus?
I started when I was 21 and I'm 44, so I've been driving for 23 years.
Nice.
Oh, my God. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't get enough love and attention.
I love it.
You don't get enough. No. I mean, you are not only a person that's supposed to transport and protect our kids, but you also have to deal with a microcosm of crazy little idiots every morning. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are one patient woman. Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Okay. So here's the question now. Mm-hmm. Are mother-in-law Mother's Day gifts mandatory or optional? Now, Mother's Day is... And you know, Mike, I don't care if you agree with Scott or not. Mother's Day is next Sunday. Mike's like, I agree with Scott. It's not next Sunday.
It's a week from this Sunday. It's the 11th, okay?
He said you should say it as this. It's not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Yes,
which
correct.
Which freaking means next Sunday.
No. Next time that Sunday happens to our lives.
No, I did say next time Sunday.
Next Sunday. Next Sunday.
No. Next Sunday.
Oh,
not this Sunday, next. Okay, anyhow.
It's the 11th.
Okay, so here's the question. Mother-in-law Mother's Day gifts. That's
right.
A mouthful right there.
Yeah,
is
what
it
about
mandatory
it?
Or optional?
Mandatory.
Okay, so you go out and buy mom a gift, just you.
Yeah.
She's your mother-in-law.
She is.
You don't tag on to Jill. Jill doesn't buy it. It's you yourself.
Not every single year, but I have. And this year I'm going to also. But yeah.
Are you going to now? Because
yeah.
Because we brought this up.
Well, here's the funny thing. She's really into the garden club. My mama. Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. Well, I don't know. She got a flower pot with all the names of the grandchildren, like fired into it. Really cute. Really cute. So I'm going to get the plant. My wife got it. She ordered it.
Oh, so you're going to get the plant part of it.
I'm going to get the plant part of it. But I like to give her a plant anyways. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so sweet. Okay, so you totally subscribe to that. That is so awesome. Do you in the back of your mind think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be the favorite son-in-law, and that's why I do it?
No. I think, oh, my gosh, I don't have any mom anymore. That's the last one. Sorry.
Oh, did you turn it on more? Like, you did it more when you lost your mom? Like, you... We're more consciously.
Oh God, yeah, of
looking
course.
Looking for opportunities to.
Yeah. Oh sure. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
whose
favorite. No. I don't really give a crap who's favorite or not.
I wonder if that's why my husband would do that for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And like early on, not early on in our relationship, but because the kids were around, but he would send her flowers, and I wonder if that's why he did it, because his mom had passed too.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him not to do it anymore.
Why?
I go, listen, you're making my sister's husband's look bad. Don't do it. It almost looks like you're trying. Yeah,
why is this? Why is life a competition? Stop. It's so exhausting.
And he goes, are you sure? I mean, I want to give your mom something. And I go, yeah, I know. But, you know, did I say money? Maybe something. No, I didn't say it had anything to do with money.
Oh.
But I'm like, don't worry about it. I feel bad that you're so much better.
That's you guys' problem.
And then you know what? To be honest with you, I don't know if my sister's husbands do something. They could be doing something and I don't know. So now I single-handedly made my husband look bad.
Okay, crazy
by telling
pants.
Him not to
stop
look
thinking.
Good.
Stop thinking so hard. You're making me nervous. You're making me exhausted.
Oh my God.
And you know what? It just depends on how close you are and what the relationships are.
No, I don't think it. I think it should be a black and white.
Oh, so she's a troll. You buy her gift?
Well, that's exactly what Tony said.
What?
Mother's Day is about your mom, not every mom you've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, some mother-in-laws haven't exactly earned gift status.
Exactly. like the mom in Andor. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
No.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
So somebody got that.
Oh, yeah. Got put in her place.
So, next Sunday.
Okay. A week from this Sunday. Buzz, Pisano, Sandy on this Monday morning. 72 degrees today. Going to be awesome. And we're going to play the match game.
Yeah, yeah. Because everybody's in a good mood. Beautiful sun, nice weather. And we've been together for 26 years. This is our 26th year together.
Unbelievable.
All of us. So it just makes sense why when we all play the match game together, and you can play at home or you can call in 818-2899.
Yeah, yeah.
When we're playing this game, we're going to obviously come up with the same response.
Yes, because did you see that story? I wanted to get it in. We never had a chance last week. The twins, they were interviewed during a news thing. That's where they literally complete each other's sentences and say the same words at the same time.
At the exact same time.
Very strange.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so fun. They were in Australia or England or something.
New Zealand. And yeah, and they had them on all the late night shows. And they're
it's like you and me, right? We finish each other's sentence. We speak at the same time.
Yes, we finish each other's sandwiches.
Very good. Okay, we're going to nail this. Like, I would never say that, but that's cheesy.
It's from
Frozen.
So
play along at home or you can call in the middle of this as well. Okay, ready? Yeah. So I'm thinking for this one, I'm going to give you a word and then a blank or a blank and then a word and fill it in, but it has to be like buzz music themed.
Okay, all right.
So first thing that comes to your mind, though.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right. Like a title of a song or an artist or something like that?
Yeah. Anything that comes to your mind, music themed. We're going to try to guess the same. Okay, response.
Okay,
so
go.
Summer blank.
Oh, easy.
Oh, me too. Okay.
What'd you say?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Lovin'.
Girls.
Oh God. See, I went older.
Summer love. Oh,
yeah,
summer
see,
lovin'.
Yeah, right. Summer girls. That's old. That's like 90s.
Yeah, that's okay.
Abercrombie and Fitch song, right?
Nah. Okay. Second one. Ready? Mm-hmm. We'll get this one. Okay. Blank. Heart. Oh, wait. I don't even
blank know. Heart?
Blank heart. Oh, wait.
Hmm.
Okay. I got it.
I got it. Ready?
Ready?
Three, two, one.
Corey.
Tell it to my
heart.
I said Corey. Heart.
I know. That was a good one.
Oh.
Okay. We have to get this one. Okay.
All right. One more.
Ready?
Go.
Wait, hang on. Take a deep breath. Think about what we're going to... Okay. Crazy blank.
Crazy
blank.
Blank.
Buzz music themed.
Okay. Hold on. Let me think here.
Crazy. Oh, God. I got it. You know what? Actually, I'm not even sure if this is a song, but it's the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh,
I think
no.
It is.
Oh, you're doing a song? Okay.
I think so.
Okay, what did you say? We'll say it on the count of three together. 1, 2, 3, train.
In love.
I said train. You said crazy. Yeah,
crazy in love. That was a song, right?
Yeah, was that Beyonce?
Oh, that's not really. Oh, wait, that's not buzz music. Okay, anyhow, crazy.
We did great.
Again, we've worked together for 26 years. I mean, we pretty much finished each other's sentences.
Absolutely.
Well.
Anyway, it's coming up on the commercial-free 98, top of the hour here on 98.9 The Buzz. We just wasted two pieces of paper. Spazette on Sandy. Used daily. May reduce forehead wrinkles. It's us. So it's coming up on 9 on 98.9 The Buzz.
Better than Botox.
Better than Botox. Better than Dysport.
I just got the best jerker justified.
Oh.
Now, she said, please keep me anonymous.
Okay, no problem.
But her entire office will be listening tomorrow.
Okay.
And she said, I'll set it up a little bit, and then tomorrow at 7:15-ish, 7:20-ish, we'll decide the moral compass and if her neighbors are being jerker justified.
Neighbors,
she said, we live in a duplex and share a wall with our neighbor.
Okay.
We are in our 40s. They are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
We work. They don't.
They play.
When summertime rolls around, the rest of the case I'll tell you tomorrow.
Sounds
what
good.
Her neighbors do that drives her, I mean, she's just like shocked, appalled,
okay.
Disappointed.
Disappointed!
I gotta say disappointed because she's in her 40s, you know? She's probably a mom. I don't know for sure, but...
All right, sounds good. All right, that's Jerker Justified tomorrow right here on The Buzz.
Got something to share with Spazano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY